The morning ritual is sponsored by Recess Mood. One healthier alternative to alcohol after a stressful day is Recess Mood. So Recess Mood is a sparkling water, and it's infused with functional ingredients like magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens. So you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Podcast listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/TMR. Recess Mood is made with real fruit, and it comes in 4 delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. With only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's a guilt-free way to unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/TMR and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Hey there, and welcome back to The Morning Ritual. I'm your host, Lily Balch. April is Stress Awareness Month, and we're here to explore how meditation can help you manage everyday stress and anxiety. And there's a whole lot of stress and anxiety going on in the world right now. Plenty of post-pandemic struggles, from job layoffs to financial stress, uncertainty about the future, serious burnout, navigating difficult relationship, health struggles. I say this not to stress you out even more, but just to let you know that you're not alone. And while stress is a totally natural, normal, human, everyday occurrence, it seriously gets in the way, and it can eventually become chronic if we don't take action to alleviate it. But lucky for you, mindfulness is a fantastic way to manage our stress and keep it at bay. So let's take it back to basics for a moment. And apologies in advance for my potentially not so great analogies, but I think they might help. So mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about bringing your full attention to this present moment and observing your thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations without judgment. And I'll say that again, without judgment. Or at the very least, without judging the judgment. Now, there are a few ways in which mindfulness reduces stress. So first things first, mindfulness stops rumination in its tracks. So here goes my analogy. Rumination is like a broken record that gets stuck on the same old, unhelpful, sad tune, and no matter how hard you try to skip to the next track, you just keep hearing these same lyrics over and over again. It's like chewing on the same piece of gum for hours. It's losing its flavor, becomes pretty gross, but you just don't spit it out. So we get rid of that gum, we change the record, we mix up the playlist when we start practicing mindfulness. Okay, secondly, it improves emotional regulation. What is emotional regulation? So I have another analogy for you. Emotional regulation is like being a DJ for your feelings. You get to pick the beats and decide which emotions you're turning up, you're turning down. It's like having a volume control for your mood. You can crank up the happiness, you can dial down the anger. And just like any great DJ, you need to know when to switch up the tempo or slow things down. Mindfulness helps you to regulate your emotions better by, first of all, increasing awareness, allowing you to respond more skillfully to your emotional triggers. And this increased emotional regulation certainly leads to less stress and more inner peace. And lastly, mindfulness lowers our cortisol levels. So cortisol is a hormone that is released in response to stress. When we stop the rumination and we regulate our emotions, when we actively slow down and calm down and ground down, aka take off that broken record and play something more appropriate, we can lower our cortisol levels. So overall, mindfulness can help us cope better with stress by increasing awareness of our thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations, and teaching ourselves how to respond to them in a more helpful way. Before we get into the meditation, I have an exciting announcement. The Morning Ritual will now be hosting monthly gatherings. Now, these monthly gatherings are a chance to talk about how to take meditation off the cushion and apply it in our daily lives. We'll cover a whole range of topics from using mindfulness to help our dating lives and relationships, mindful eating, discovering and living your purpose. And for April, in honor of Stress Awareness Month, we'll dive deeper into stress management and learn how to break free from the stress cycle. So definitely be sure to register for this month's gathering, From Stress to Serenity, which is coming up on Wednesday, April 26th. So mark your calendars, as this is not to be missed. Simply follow the link in the show notes below to register. If you have any specific questions around managing stress, or if there are any topics you'd like to cover in future gatherings, just shoot me a DM on Instagram, @LilyBalch, and I look forward to hearing from you. Now to our meditation. Throughout this meditation, we'll focus on cultivating a sense of inner peace despite any chaos that might be going on around you. So begin by finding a comfortable meditative posture. This might be lying down, seated. You may even be listening to this meditation while walking. And if you are seated or lying down, just allow your body to really settle into the ground or into the chair, finding a deep stillness. As you start to take a larger breath in and a fuller breath out, if it's appropriate for you to do so, close down the eyes. And let's all bring the attention, our focus, onto the breath. How does your breath feel right now? How does the breath feel at the tip of your nose? Naturally coming in. Naturally coming out. As you continue to breathe naturally, become aware of any tension or tightness in your body. And with each exhalation, can you release any tension that you might be holding on to? Invite your muscles to soften and to relax as you feel your whole being just grounding down. Now check in with the mind. Without judging, without analyzing, without even trying to understand, notice what's going on in the mind. Look at the thoughts that are arising. Rather than getting caught up in them and creating stories, can you observe as your thoughts come and go? Imagine yourself as a witness to your thoughts, creating space from the thoughts. I sometimes find this easier to do with your emotions, so why don't you check in and notice how you feel on an emotional level? Allow yourself to feel your emotions fully, dropping the judgment. And imagine yourself as a very curious observer of your emotions. Maybe even observe how they shift, how they change. And as you look inward at your thoughts and at your emotions, remind yourself that they are a natural part of being human. Rather than trying to push them away or suppress them or judge them, simply acknowledge their presence and see how you can allow them to just be there. Allow them to just be. And remember, you always have your breath to return to. That natural breath constantly there for you, coming in and going out. And that is what mindfulness is all about, simply observing what's happening in the present moment without judgment and without expectation. What were you expecting from this practice? Can you drop that? What would it be like if you didn't take your thoughts and your emotions so seriously? Can you create more space? Create space from you and your thoughts, you and your emotions. When we create that space, we can skillfully choose how to respond. Let's come back to the breath. Take a deeper breath in and a deeper breath out. Really nice. So remember that you can use those tools at any time. You don't have to wait until you're incredibly stressed and overwhelmed to do this mindfulness stuff. You can become aware of the present and create space from your thoughts and your emotions, even when life is pleasant. So I hope that you found this useful. And next week, we're going to talk about how to use the breath as a way to reduce stress. And remember, at the end of the month, I'll be hosting that free webinar, From Stress to Serenity. You don't want to miss this. We'll be diving deeper into reducing negative self-talk. We'll discuss regulating our emotions even more and how to break the stress cycle. So just follow the link in the show notes below to register. And lastly, if you're enjoying the morning ritual, make sure to hit the subscribe button and leave a review. And let's close this practice the way we always do, with a deep breath in and a full breath out. And have a lovely day.